All right, that time of the week where we do car reviews. We combine Drive Radio and Rush to Reason. Richard, what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad, so drove a, I guess, a different car than maybe most people will think of, but it's actually, I really enjoyed it, and for the value, it's really hard to beat. And that's the 2026 Toyota Corolla Cross. This is the hybrid, and this is the XSE trim level. It's their top-tier trim of the, I guess what you would call the subcompact hybrid crossover market, Dad. So basically, if you don't want a total sedan in a Corolla, but you don't want a full-size, I guess, or a kind of a compact SUV in a RAV4, this is sort of what you get. If you would basically kind of put those in a machine and push them together, this is sort of what pops out. And they've really done a nice job on this car, Dad. They've actually got a new Calvary blue color that we're driving in right now, which is a really pretty blue color that way. It's got a new front fascia specific to the hybrid lineup. It's got new LED daytime running lights and redesigned black bucket headlight housings. Mouthful there. It's also got an updated infotainment system, Dad, which is larger than it was last year, and a redesigned center console that works better. And there's a available cold weather package, which I've actually got, Dad. And surprisingly, I did not think on May 18th I would need. However, that obviously gives you heated front seats and a heated steering wheel.
Right.
And here in Colorado this morning, when it was about 40 some degrees or so, it was nice to have. And you know what was? I'm not going to complain that that was available in that regard. What's underneath the hood? 2-liter four-cylinder gas engine was paired with Toyota's hybrid system, which you and I have talked about probably countless times now, and it's really a fantastic system, really seamless to operate. It does have a CVT transmission, Dad, but that's pretty standard for hybrid systems in general. It's got a combined system output of 196 horsepower. 0 to 60 is like 7.3 seconds, but folks, this is not a performance beast by any vehicle. 46 and 39 for fuel economy, Dad, for an average of 42, which is really, really good, and something that, you know, I've enjoyed. It does have a smaller gas tank, Dad, but due to that output, you're over 300 miles on a tank of gas, again, on a smaller tank as far as that goes. You can get, depending on how the vehicle is equipped, almost 445 miles. So I say over 300, just kind of with how we have it set up. You could get over 400 just depending on how you have the vehicle equipped and how you're driving. Pricing-wise, and kind of we'll get into the overall functionality, the Hybrid S is about $31,000, and then the XSE that we're driving right now, Dad, this vehicle that's got pretty much every bell and whistle on it, $37,449. So under $40,000, Dad, you've got the ability to get into a really nice vehicle and something that is honestly pretty affordable. Got quite all the creature comforts and stuff that you might want on this vehicle. As far as driving, Dad, goes and kind of functionality and fitting people on the inside, you can fit two kids in the back seat. Four full-size adults is going to be a little bit harder to come by just in all reality. It's just not a overly large car. However, if you've got the kids, you need to stick them in here, take them to school, where you know, take them to the grocery store, whatever it is. You still got cargo room, Dad. This is kind of, again, it's more in the line of an SUV than it is in the line of a sedan. And so you do have a little bit more cargo space and cargo room with this vehicle, but it's also not as tall as that RAV4 I kind of mentioned at the start. So again, if you're in the market for, again, I guess, again,
get wait, really quick. I have one question before you finish up. So one question, because to me, and maybe I'm wrong in this, but it kind of has a Subaru Forester look, only better. Am I wrong in that, or is that, am I getting the wrong impression?
I would absolutely say that that is the case. It definitely is in that same line. I would say maybe it's a little bit smaller than a Forester. I guess that's just how it feels.
Okay, probably
I don't have the exact...
No, you're right. I think it is, yes.
...numbers in front of me, but it's a little bit smaller, but a very similar car. And so, yeah, so well, obviously it's a great comparison because folks here know kind of what a Subaru Forester looks like. We're obviously known for that. Very similar car in that regard, and similar, I feel like, in storage and capacity and capabilities. Maybe not as off-road equipped, I guess, as a typical Forester, Dad. But as far as just the overall functionality, and again, with this hybrid technology, Dad, and with fuel prices where they're at right now, we would be remiss if we didn't at least talk about it. Getting a, you know, a vehicle like this that's, you know, in that kind of SUV category, and we've driven the Cross before,
right,
and we've enjoyed it, and folks can go back to our old reviews and kind of see,
right,
it's a really good value for the money, right? It's hard to kind of come by something that's going to get almost 50 miles to the gallon in the city, mind you, right? 50 miles per gallon in the city without, you know, spending a little bit more or having to sacrifice maybe on size. And so I feel like this is a really good blend of size, price, features, kind of all of that, all of those blended together. I feel like it's a really good value. So if folks want to learn more about it, head to the local Toyota dealer, test drive it, and when they do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.